Sandro, many years ago, I remember they put Sam Allardyce into a heart rate monitor during his time as Bolton Wanderers manager, and there were some very uncomfortable readings about whether his brain or his heart would blow. Such was his anger at a goal being conceded or a defender not managing a corner in exactly the way that he wanted it. So I am most intrigued by Skybet strapping up a load of people, including the jockeys, the trainers, even race commentators, even Jamie Redknapp. I thought he was the coolest kid in town, but maybe we'll find out he's not, to see who gets most excited while watching the race and how high their hearts go. Have you got emergency on speed dial as well?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, isn't it? I think there's a couple of commentators who, knowing what their lifestyle's like, I think they're slightly concerned about what the results of this experiment could show. But yeah, essentially, we're going to strap up a number of different people involved in the horse race. So we've got commentators, we've got presenters. Like you say, we've got Jamie Redknapp, who we're giving a decent-sized charity bet to. Obviously, Jamie is a big horse racing fan anyway, so it'll be interesting to see how he reacts. We've also strapped up our CEO Richard Flint as well, just to see how, obviously the first race is important to us. We give away an awful lot of money in free bets, so it's going to be interesting to see how his heart reacts to this. And of course, we've also got trainers. We've got Ben Pooling, trainer of Highbridge. It's going to be fascinating to see what his heart rate does in this race. Should Highbridge go very close? This is his best chance of having a winner in the Supreme Novice. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens there. We've got a jockey strapped up. It's going to be fascinating to see who really is the coolest head in the house. We conducted a test of this at Doncaster Races a few weeks ago. We had Dr. Dawn Harper from Channel 4 working with us, and we had a trainer, Warren Greatrix, and we had a camera on him. And although he looked calm and composed, his heart rate got up to 164 beats per minute. So there are a lot of people that on the exterior might look very calm and relaxed, but inside their body's telling us a very different story.
I always remember Sir Alex Ferguson with a death stare chewing gum at most Manchester United games and thinking, he's not calm at all. He looks like he could kill.
I think you will see some people that really do live and breathe every moment of it. But you'll see these people that, like you say, that they appear to be very calm, but actually, you know, under the surface, there's something very, very different going on. You know, a little bit like the duck swimming across the water, but underneath his feet are going mental. So it's going to be a really fascinating study, and one that I'm really excited about seeing the results of.